Hello, good day everybody. Michael Anfield here from Peaceful Village, Raw Vegan Healing Community, and thank you for joining us on Creating a Beautiful World Radio. Yes, if you want to learn more about Peaceful Village, visit us at peaceful-village.com to learn more about guest staying at Peaceful Village, volunteer opportunities, the healing program, as well as becoming a future community member. So fill out one of the applications at peaceful-village.com. Okay, today we have an exciting episode. Yes. All about minimalism. What is minimalism? What is minimalism? Okay. So this is the topic for today. If you love this video, share it around with all your friends and family. Don't forget to check out our website and more information about ourselves, all this kind of stuff. So let's get into this. It's going to be a pretty short video. So what is minimalism and why is it so important? So minimalism is basically living your life as minimal as we can without using the earth's resources as much as possible and without having as many stuff, okay? So material items. And usually there is different degrees of minimalism. Some people, you know, they just have the most minimal basic things they need in order to have a house or home. And some people are very minimalist. They have like one backpack worth of stuff and that's it. Some people have just one room worth of stuff. Some people, yeah, there's many, many different degrees or different types of minimalists. So usually what happens is that when people go backpacking, backpackers are usually minimalists, meaning that they usually have one or two backpacks and that's their, like, that's how they travel. That's their whole life, basically. That's everything they own is basically one or two small backpacks. And sometimes they put one on their front back and then one on their front. So that's usually how what a minimalist is. And minimalism also can be someone who travels as a backpacker. So that's minimalism. Now we can become a minimalist and we can reduce our material things that we have. So the way I did it, for example, is I had one room plus a little bit of furniture and everything. I had basically one bedroom apartment at the time, and I had all my things, all my material things there. But what I did have also was a lot of accumulation of junk, of papers, of old things that I just didn't, that I had, that I wasn't really using. And over time I just decided to get rid of them because they were kind of weighing me down. When I went vegan, it was like weight was being lifted off my shoulder. I felt so much relief that I didn't want to harm or use, that I didn't want to harm any animal and use them for anything. So then I stopped using animals. And then eventually, over time, I became more and more and more of a minimalist. So I slowly over time, I started downgrading or started to get rid of stuff in my life. So first I got rid of a lot of old school papers, old documents that I really didn't need. I got rid of almost everything, of my old documents, old things, old school papers and blah, 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 blah. Then eventually I got rid of a lot of my furniture, a lot of my old clothing. Then eventually after that, I got rid of more things. I traveled from here to there, moving around, and then I eventually slowly just got rid of more and more and more things. And that freed me, you know. And I was down to about 2 backpacks worth of goods, worth of material objects. I had one big bag on my back, about 40 something liters, and then a small little 20 some liters in my front. And I thought to myself, I'm doing good. I just feel so much lighter and so much more free. So usually minimalism is about becoming more free and not supporting the system as much as possible. And of course, at the same time, not harming the environment as much as possible. And usually these type of people, they just have a phone, maybe a computer, and that's it. They don't own any other kind of electronics or anything like that. So at some point in my life, I was down to 1 to 2 backpacks, you know, from time to time. Now we have a little bit more things because we, Aurora and I, we're now operating or running Peaceful Village, Raw Vegan Healing Community. So we have more things for the community and things like that. But our own personal stuff, yeah, we have a little bit more things because of course we have the community and we have placed store stuff and things like that. So we have a little bit more things like blenders, juicers, plates, you know, dishes and whatever. But my personal things, I still have like about 1 to 2 backpacks worth of material items. And yeah, over time I like to even reduce that as much as possible. But eventually I like to create a music recording studio and a movie studio, just a small kind of bedroom size one eventually for my music productions at some point, and you know, film editing and all this kind of stuff, because at some point I like to get back into music. I like to, it's my hobby, or at least it used to be my hobby, and also eventually to create films and videos and things like this. Yeah, so this is the plans that I have for the future, sometime in the future. But minimalism is really good because it's not only helps you like to freeze yourself from all the kind of the heavy weight that material goods or material objects give to us, but also lets us be free. We can travel, we can do things, we don't have to be stuck somewhere because we have so many things to contend to. And also it's better on the environment. You know, we can donate these items, we can give it to people, we can give it to the thrift shops, or we can just give it away to friends or give it away to people that are in need. So there are many, many places that one can donate their items to if they really need. So this is why I'm a minimalist, and why it's so important to become a minimalist. And that's just a short podcast about minimalism. If you have any further questions or you want to know more about minimalism, you can definitely contact us. We're into minimalism as much as possible in Peaceful Village. We're into spirituality and raw veganism and anarchism and nonconformity and all this kind of stuff. So until next time, everybody, I'm Michael Anfield on Creating a Beautiful World Radio. Thank you for joining us here at Peaceful Village. Please do visit our website again at peaceful-village.com to learn more about us and to join us as a volunteer, guest, or future community member, or even for the Healing Center. So, I'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.